10-minute reviews. I'm your boy Cheese, as always, Sir Love Day here with me. Make sure you subscribe, like, and share, and all that good stuff if you like what you're hearing, of course. Let's get right into it, though. We're talking about a project from YL, produced by Roper Williams. The album is called Baby Man. Available now on all streaming services, so hit the link below. Interesting album, Sir Love Day. Young yes. Cats, what were your thoughts on this album?
I just immediately thought, this is really nice. This is nicely built for me. Some, you know, samples that fit sort of my motif that I'm used to and that, you know, is comfortable. So that's a good thing and also somewhat of a worrying thing at times, because maybe it's too easy, or maybe, you know, not really pushing themselves, or maybe you'll get bored with it or get too comfortable with it and you won't feel too excited about it to want to play it and play it again or tell people about it, because it sounds like so much of what you might have heard before. It feels like it fits into a pocket that you know. But overall, it still was enjoyable. I just really worried about that, and there were definitely some moments that had me a little concerned. High plus low, one of the records on there, High and Low. Something about that record just was off. The timing between the him and how he was going to the beat, something was off for me. And there were some moments where I feel like his voice was mixed just a little bit under the beats, where I felt like I was hearing more of the sample and the beat than his voice. But really dope. You know, I could definitely check another YL project.
For sure. In terms of the lyrical YL's lyrical ability, YL's delivery and cadence, I know it's easy to get lost into the production side, because the production is I think what really grabs and puts the album together in terms of like the atmosphere that they're in. Does YL, being a young MC, this is third project out, is the pocket he's in good? What's your thought lyrically? Because we're very into high lyrical stuff. It doesn't mean it has to be like rhyming fast and double, triple, quadruple, you know, we're not slant rhymes, whatever. If it's a good song, it's a good song. Like, does he have the chops to be a good MC, or is there room for growth?
I think there's definitely room for growth without getting into too much detail about specifically what he does. Any particular songs, I will say that overall, as an MC, I felt like he was in a good space, but he was, it still felt a bit too comfortable. There weren't enough moments that were to snatch you and snap your attention away from what you were into. If this album happened to be in the background and you just turned it on while you were, you know, doing your homework or doing something else or whatever you have going on, you're working on a paper for this place or that, you're filing something for your job, it's going to fade into the background. Unfortunately, his verses will become forgotten. You won't catch the lyrics. You won't be like, wow, that was amazing, I want to hear that again. There weren't enough of those moments. But it's clear that he can rap. It's clear that he's not just playing around just to get popping and make some money. It's clear that now he actually has some skills on the mic. He just needs to make sure that he's rewriting more, that he's putting into each song those moments somewhere in there that will yank the listener's attention away from anything else, no matter how great the beat is, and make them go, oh yeah, this boy's nice. And there just weren't enough of those.
Yeah, I think the album Baby Man is a good, when you first listen, it's pretty impactful, like the first listen. And I think it has that surprise factor. We're like, wow, this is good.
Right.
Second time you hear it, it's more like, this is pretty good. And the third time you hear it, it's like, okay, there's room for growth here. And that's not a bad thing. Meaning, Roper and YL are early on in the career, and it shows. That's kind of like what I thought about it. Did I enjoy it? Absolutely. I thought it was a great listen. Will I go back to it after a few weeks? Probably not. And the reason why is because I think what's missing in the album is that layer of depth that makes me want to come back to it. Is there great storytelling? Absolutely. Are there some clever lines? Absolutely. Is the production moving and progressing as we go? From time to time, yes. I find the production be the standout, to tell you the truth. Is YL a serviceable MC? More than serviceable, for sure. I think those are all things that I'm excited about. He didn't turn me off. There's rappers I listen to, it just turned me off, and I just don't go back to it. This is one of those where I recommend the album. I enjoy the listen, and I want to hear more in terms of I want them to live more, get more experience where they can write more lyrics and stories that are a little more in-depth. That's coming, though, from a perspective of an older generational listener, though, right? So I'm pushing 40. I'm close to 40. So you're not gonna get my attention for that long without really having some depth in your lyrics. Now I'm not saying there's not no depth there, but for what I want for a 40-year-old listener, I can listen to this album in its entirety a couple of more times, and then I'm kind of gonna move on from it. But if you're in your early 20s, mid 20s, I think there's a lot here for you to enjoy. A lot. And considering the temptation of, you know, going with the mainstream sound, is I think that they have their lane. I think they all about this lane. And I think because of that, I recommend the album for people to definitely check out. But I think I'm from a different generation of listener. So I think that affects it. Overall, though, what would you grade? How would you approach someone with this album?
If I was going to try and tell someone, hey, this is something you should listen to, I would simply tell them from the perspective of, check this out. I point to them to the few tracks that really jumped out for me. If the person was really into beats, I'd probably play The Blackout or Vanilla Sky. And if the person was really more MC side, I'd probably make them listen to Stop Telling Me. And go from there, just be like, hey, what you think? Okay, just give it another shot, give it a listen, check the whole thing out one time. And if it's working for you, cool. If there's nothing, then fine. You know, it's just, there isn't on there for me anything that I know I'm going to lasso someone in with.
Yes, sir, Love Day. So I definitely hear what you're saying, and I don't necessarily disagree. I do think that from the top to the bottom, I still think it's worth a listen. I still think that it's worth your time. I think that people should definitely check out the project. So, you know, right now my rating for it, my scoring is a 3. A 3, it's good. It's not bad. There's some room for improvement, but I think really what we're talking about is they just got to go in and just do more. Keep doing more. Live life. Have a different perspective. Talk to different people. And I think they're going to actually be quite well. I actually look forward to what else they're going to have in the future. Because I did enjoy the album. I think technically it's sound. It's well produced. The YL did a serviceable job MC. There's a lot of potential there. So I'm excited. If you want to hear it, it's not going to be one of those albums that's you're going to listen to you for years to come, unfortunately. But we do recommend it. And I do, at least I recommend it, especially if you're like doing something like some studying and things like that. I think it's a very chill, easy listening experience. And I think it fits well with a catalog of music that you're listening to. So if I listen to a lot of boom bap, this is a nice change of pace. So it's a nice change of pace album. For me, a 3. What do you have for it?
Same. I give it a 3 for sure. No question, it's a 3. It's something that people should definitely give a listen. It's not going to change your world. It's not going to reset your view on rap or reorganize your best MCs list. But it is quality music that's entertaining and can be engaging, and I think you'll have a good time with it.
For sure. I agree. There you go. 3 from Sir Love Day, 3 from Cheese. Check out the album below. Let us know what you think. Subscribe, like, all that good stuff. Don't get mad if you don't like our review. It's just our review. So just two people. We don't really influence around here. But if you like it, let us know. If you hate it, let us know. And most importantly, support the artist. Crush A Lot Presents 10 Minute Reviews. We're out.